Hurricane Michael. Insane what it's doing. It increased to a Category 4 hurricane yesterday as it made landfall around 2 p.m. Eastern. Deadly storm surge and 155-mile-per-hour wind extended out 45 miles from the center of the storm. Do you know what that's called, Alex, the center of the storm?
The eye of the tiger.
Look at you. Yeah. Are you, what do they call tornado centers? Is that the eye, too?
I think it's all the eye.
Because I know you're a huge Twister fan. I didn't know how much you knew about hurricanes. But, yeah, it was absolutely insane. Tearing buildings apart in places like Panama City Beach. They're saying that it's almost unrecognizable.
Wow.
Like, I went there, I think, with high school for our senior, like, trip or whatever.
Okay, every single, yeah, everyone that goes to Panama for spring break in high school knows the Burger King. Everyone knows it. It's an Indiana thing. It's the one Burger King on the beach.
I don't know the Burger King.
Everyone goes to the Burger King, and I'm going to be devastated if something happened to that Burger King, because it's iconic.
Oh, I bet it got destroyed. I mean, they're saying all these clubs, all these different things are just... roofs ripped off and they got destroyed.
That is crazy. I really want to know. If somebody knows how the Burger King's holding up, please tell me.
Okay, we'll see if we can find out. They're saying Michael is one of the most powerful storms to hit the U.S. mainland in nearly 50 years. Here's what we know so far. Two confirmed fatalities, widespread power outages across three states, washed out roads, downed trees, and life-threatening storm surge still going on right along that Florida coastline. Up to 5,000 homes and businesses still without power. That includes Florida, Alabama, and Georgia. FEMA is also warning people that it could be weeks until we get power back. President Trump also declared a state of emergency for the entire state of Florida and said he would visit the area next week.
The closest I've ever came to being in a hurricane was there was a booth at the mall that you like pay a dollar and you get to stand. It's like hurricane winds.
Okay,
and you
that's
get to
not even.
That's my experience.
That is not even close.
How close I have been is one time I had a bunch of hurricanes when I was in New Orleans and it felt like I had been through a hurricane.
Yeah.
Once again, Liv. Your typical Friday night in Broad Ripple does not count.
We joke, but we are absolutely thinking and praying for the people that live there that are affected.
There's an update in that New York limo crash. We keep on finding more and more and more each day. This story just gets worse. The son of the limo company owner has been arrested after that fatal crash in upstate New York involving one of the company's limousines. He's been charged with criminal neglect homicide. The Saturday afternoon crash, if you didn't know, killed 20 people after the Ford Excursion limo ran through a stop sign, hit two pedestrians, a parked car, and ended up in a ravine. Now, here's what happened. This is what makes me so angry. There is no reason that this limo should have been on the road. Forget the driver. The limo should not. It failed the March 21st inspection, so way earlier in the year. The vehicle was specifically cited for brakes out of service, indicating 20% or more of its stopping power was compromised. And that went down a big hill, they're saying, which that's a lot of weight right there. The records also noted constricted or obstructed brake lines, and after the most recent failed inspection, so it failed, it did not pass. This happened on September 4th, just a few months ago. The state put a sticker on the limo, which takes it out of service. Now, I don't know if it says out of service or what. You know how you get a ticket on your window and you might use a razor to get it off? I don't know if that's what they did. But I just, the more I hear this, the angrier I get. And I think of the people and the families that were involved. So that looks like that's where it's heading right there. And I want to know how you feel about this story here. Cindy Torek is a woman who was removed from a Frontier Airlines flight for bringing her emotional support squirrel on board. She had a letter from her doctor and the Americans with Disabilities Act while traveling with 11-week-old Daisy. The squirrel helps with her cope with anxiety in crowds. Here she is talking about the moment that she was kicked off the plane.
It's cruel what they did to me. And she said, are you getting off the plane? If you don't, then we have to deboard everybody. Okay, deboard them, but I'm taking my squirrel with me. I said, you're not taking my squirrel, sorry. She'll fit in the palm of my hand. I can cover her up with my other hand. She gives you kisses, but she's in a carrying case.
That's precious.
No kisses from squirrel lips for me. Thank you.
All right, here's passengers, their reaction to the whole incident.
We heard that there was a squirrel on the plane that we needed to get off. We didn't want to get off. We were like, we're ready to go, let's go. But just a squirrel. Who would have a squirrel? No offense, as a pet.
She should not have been able to get past TSA. If the squirrel was an animal that can't be on the plane, why did she even get as far as she did?
That is kind of a good question. And here's her final thing. The airline company better watch out, because this lady with the squirrel ain't playing.
I will own a big portion of this airline.
Get real.
I'm going for blood. I am going all the way. I am contacting an attorney.
That's right. She's gonna have Daisy the squirrel take a bite out of you.
She sounds about as sane as somebody who would have a squirrel for a pet.
I mean, listen. nothing wrong with loving animals and taking care of them. And I think support animals are real, especially for people that have PSD. PTSD.
Not PMS. Yes, PTSD.
Something like that. No, but anybody, especially if you served in war, different things, you went through something traumatic, I think those are very needed. But I just question now that everybody, I think, sometimes takes advantage of it and jumps on more and more. Like, you can't bring your pet ostrich on the plane.
Did you hear what the squirrel said about this?
No. What did the squirrel say about this?
Squeaky, squeak, squeak, squeaker.
That was so disappointing because sometimes you're really good at making noises.
Yeah,
I thought it was going to be an actual cute squirrel.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
that was so disappointing.
I don't know how to wrap up Joe's Need to Know News.
Let me try.
It's already over.
Let me try.
Okay, please don't ruin it. Let's go on a high note.
Yes!
Kind of. But see, I also confused that with this random outburst from you, so I don't know if that was a squirrel or not.
No, it was a squirrel.
The squeaky squeak squeak squeaker is from Emperor's New Groove.
No way.
When Kronk says
that never took off.
Yes, it did.
You need to let it die.
So many people know.
You need to let it die.
I'm not letting it die. Everyone knows that movie. It's on Netflix right now.
Alex, side note, we're off the air right now. This is really embarrassing. Just wrap it up. Let it go.
Stop it.
All right, that's Joe's Need to Know News on the Joe and Alex Show.